Hello, everyone of Blind Cool Tech. Well, everyone that listens to Blind Cool Tech. This is Darren Duff, and I figured since in the past few podcasts, people have been doing MySpace tours, that I would do that as well. And but first, we're going to take the Kenya out to park because he has to go, and then I'll just show some. I'll start by showing you the mailboxes. As boring as that may be, it's a beautiful day here in Georgia. So you can hear the birds are singing and all is well with the world. It was raining this morning, but the sun's out now and it is very nice. Come on, Kenya, park time. So what I'll do is show you a little bit around the apartment here and kind of explain where things are. I don't know how exciting it'll be, but people have seemed to been enjoying the MySpace casts, and I've enjoyed them as well. So I figured I'd do my own 2 cents worth, and I apologize for the little breeze that's blowing out here. And Kenya's doing his thing, as you can probably hear. Very, very nice day. Probably about close to 70 degrees out here, I would say. Very nice, nice, nice weather. And we have the left channel and the right channel. So, and the center channel. So you can make sure you have your headphones on correct. I'm using the, Nick G had a good point that we could show you, or that we should announce what mics we were using. I am using the SPTF-B2 in-ear binaural microphones from Sound Professionals. I don't know what kind of cardioids they use, if they're the Panasonic ones that Nick was talking about or not, but those are the ones I use. Well, I'm going to get Kenya's harness and go out to grab the mail. So, and I'll show you this closet, my doggy closet. We'll get to that in a second. I'm just going to take a little time here and go get the mail real quick. And it sounds like we have some neighbors out and about today too. And we will go out to get the mail. Let's go, Kenya. Let's go get the mail, buddy. So, you're standing out in front of our apartment out on the breezeway here. If you have your back to the front door and you make a right, I'm trying to extract my keychain from my pocket. You make a right and you walk forward. There's some stairs. Forward, Kenya. Good boy. And we're going to go down the stairs. There are 2 sets of them. 4 stairs in each set. Downstairs. Good dog. Good boy. Stops at the top of the stairs. Forward. Forward. Good boy. Stops at the top of the second set. Forward. Forward, Kenya. He's watching the kids. Right. Left. Good boy. I'll make a left and go over the mailboxes. You can hear the water, right? Good boy, here's our box. I can just get my key, our boxes. Whoops, looking at the wrong box there. We went too far, buddy. Our box is number 580. I guess we have our We have Brill on the box. Let's see what we have. We have nothing. Nothing in the mailbox. Can you quit sniffing the ground, bud? That is not acceptable. All right. Well, let's go, Kenya. We're going to make a left. You can hear the ball on the left this time. Another left. And a right to go back upstairs. Come on, bud. And a left. We're at the bottom of the stairs. Forward. One, two, three, four. Good boy. One, two, three, four. Now we're going back into the breezeway. And our apartment is on the left. Good doggy. Kenya points his nose to the door. Now, when we come in the door here, with our back to the door, we're facing in a little foyer. It's kind of got linoleum on in the foyer space. It's probably 3 feet by 2 feet, I guess. And to our right is a little closet where I keep all kinds of doggy stuff. It's like a rain closet. And on the top shelf, I keep Kenya's harness and leash. In here, it's a, probably a little, maybe 2 foot by 3 foot closet. And it has my rain jacket. And it has some bags and stuff in it. And it has, at the bottom, I keep a big 40 pound bag of dog food for Kenya. A little cooler that I fill with dog food when I travel. I guess it's about I think it's a 14 ounce cooler, and his bowl is on top of that. And I have a little bag that has all his doggy stuff, ear cleaning stuff, things of that sort. Now, to the left here, we have china cabinet, and we have on the right, we have a little two-seater low seat, just burgundy. Yes, I am. We have a three-seater leather sofa, a coffee table to the right. We have my PacMate charging in the floor. We have a roll-out desk here. And as we go around to the left, we have a door. Is she coming?
No, she's on the road.
Oh, okay. We have a door that goes out to our patio. And our patio is where I groom Kenya. I'm going to step out here. And Kenya has come out with us. Now, this is a railed-in patio. This is where I crushed the AOL CD. And this is where I did my guide dog grooming podcast. I'd say it's about a 10 by 5 foot patio. To the right here, we have a closet which has a bunch of... Just move this chair out of the way. I have some folding chairs out here. We have a closet to the right here which has... Whew, it's all musty. Which has some Christmas decorations in it. I'd say it's about a... Maybe 5 foot by 2 foot closet. We just have some storage stuff in here, and Christmas tree box and wreaths and some, looks like a cooler and some other stuff in here, some stuff for the pool. And what is this on the floor? That is a wash rag, and it is dirty, dirty, dirty. So we're gonna close that closet. That's a nasty wash rag. We put our unclean wash rags out here to dry out before we put them in the laundry. So we have two folding chairs out here. It's just a basic concrete flooring. Then we have a window on one side of the door here, and a window on the other side of the door here. And then we have the door with glass in it in front of us. So come on, Kenya, let's go back inside. It's just like vinyl siding. Inside. Come on inside. So we come back in the patio door. We'll just lock that back. To our left, with our back to the patio door, Skim's computer desk with a little swivel chair. And then moving on down to the left is a little filing cabinet and entertainment center. This is my old entertainment center. It's like cherry wood. It's got 1, 2, 3, 4 little pop-out drawers in the top and 4 pop-out drawers in the bottom. It's got a stereo compartment on the left and a TV compartment on the right. And they are both occupied by a stereo and TV. We got the speakers for the stereo sitting on top of the entertainment center. And that's a pretty nice sounding little stereo. I'm not going to turn it on now. So, continuing on the left, we have a wall, which makes a little right, which makes a left-hand turn here. And the kitchen is to our right here. Of course, Kim's in there. We're making spaghetti. Aren't you, babe?
Yeah.
Say hello.
Hello.
And we have a bar here, which goes like around like a 90 degree angle. Behind the bar is our sink. I'm not going to go in the kitchen because Kim's in there.
Do you know what happened to our pepper?
I think it's on the stove.
Really?
I think so.
On the back or on the
back? I think it's on the back, yeah.
Pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure. You talking about that little square thing of pepper, right?
I was talking about the funky shaker thing.
Yeah, I think it's on the back of the stove with all the spices and stuff. But I'll describe the kitchen. As you come in the kitchen, the refrigerator's on your left here.
I
can touch it. Did you find it?
This is not the one I was looking for.
Oh, I thought that was the one. And on past the refrigerator is the trash can, and then the convection oven, and the stove, electric stove, and a microwave, and 2 sinks on the right. Coffee maker. Look, I'm doing hand gestures. And the coffee maker, and then we're back to the bar here on the right. Now the bar, that smells really good, Kim. Making crock pot spaghetti, aren't you?
Yep.
Almost said crotch pot, I don't know why. Now when you get to the corner of the bar, if the bar's on your left, we have a pink chair. It's like an armchair, and it just sort of sits here. See? Armchair. And then to the right, we have our dining table, which has these real pretty placemats. Which placemats are these, Kim?
I think the ones that are kind of gold, and they have hearts and roses.
Cool. So that is there. It's got 4 chairs around it. And then behind the table, I can't get to it right now, is the Roomba, which is plugged up and an outlet back there. So that's pretty much the living area, the patio, and the kitchen area. And what are you doing, Kenya dog? Come here. What are you doing? What are you doing? I'm going to show them your little bed in a little while. You want to play, don't you? Yes. You want to play, don't you? We'll play in a little bit. Our clock, which you've heard all throughout the different podcasts, is over here on top of that rollout desk that I told you about. And actually, I guess I need to wind that, don't I, babe?
Yeah.
Let me take time out to do that. Today is the day. Oh yeah, be careful not to step on my Pac-Mate, which is charging there. Let me see if I can get to all the little windy things. It has 3 of them. That one appears to be blocked. I'll have to do it later when I can get the little windy thing. The hands block the little windy things because they're inside the face of the clock. But anyway, going back to where the kitchen was on our right, on the left is that wall that I told you about. And keep following on the left.
This is plugged in, right?
Yes. The crock pot, yes. Actually, if you keep following on the right, we have just like where the opening to the kitchen is, where the refrigerator is on your left. You can hear it over here. If you keep moving to the right, we have a trash can. We have a couple light switches. And we have our double door, I'll call it a cupboard, our closet, and these basically swing open, one to the right and one to the left, and then nice stereo there, see? And so in the cupboard we have a neat little cart, which I put together. It's a little aluminum kitchen cart that we keep our cans on. And our cans have these Braille label magnets on them. Like, this one says VS.
Vegetable soup.
Vegetable soup, yeah. And it's just a Braille label, which has been like Dymo tape that's been stuck on a magnet, which is on each can, and we have somebody come in and help us label these cans, and then we know which one is which. We have them neatly stacked on this kitchen cart, which has three different shelves on it, and we got all kinds of stuff there. And this closet, we just keep different things. I'm not sure what all is in here. So we'll close that back. Won't bore you with those details. So that's the cupboard. Continuing on the right. Actually, going back to the left side here, we have my bathroom, and it's just the main bathroom for the apartment, and there's a sink on the left. See? Sink. To the right of the sink is the toilet. Yes. Gotta love the toilet. Alright, that was fun. And, through the toilet is a towel rack and a clothes hamper. See? Open, close. Open, close. Wicker clothes hamper. To the right of that is the garden tub. And this is the your standard garden tub with a shower curtain. Hello. And we can actually turn the bathtub on if we want to. And we do.
Oh, you need to let me tell about the pretty shower curtain up here.
Okay. We're going to go in here back to Kim, and she's going to...
Yeah, what you say there.
Huh?
Okay, tell them.
Okay, tell them about the shower curtain.
Okay, so there's a... What are they called? Those things that go around the top of the walls?
The little ring thing?
No, border. There's a border around the top of the walls, and it has leaves on it that are green.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that.
And then I picked out a shower curtain that goes with it. It's cream colored and it has leaves all over it. Plus you have your little frog guy sitting on your counter.
Oh, the frog guy is a little toothbrush holder and it's a little froggy. Here, let me find him. He's right over here. Let me find him. I'm not using him currently. Oh yeah, he's a little froggy, just kind of sitting on a lily pad, and the thing where you stick your toothbrush down in is over his head, so it's kind of cool. It holds.
So the colors in here are basically green and cream, and the leaves are accentuated by the shower curtain.
And the shower curtain is what color?
It's cream colored background with green leaves all over it.
Just what like about the little outer decorative curtain as opposed to the one?
It's just a plain white.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Anyway, that's the deal.
Yeah, so the garden tub is pretty big, actually. It's really nice to be in an apartment. By the way, I was going to mention that our apartment is like 1,200 square feet, which is really cool. A lot of space for an apartment. This tub is really nice. I really take a bath in it, though. Usually it's just a shower. Sorry, I'm being a little incriminating here. Behind the bathroom door, if we close that... Bye, Kim! If we close that, we have a little closet. And here there's just like a little linen closet. There's just towels and stuff.
You gotta let me tell about the bedroom too, because it's pretty.
Yeah, you can. Right now I'm playing on the closet door. Close. Open. Close. Open. Close. We'll just clip the mics there. Okay, now we're gonna go across the hall from the bathroom. And this is the master bedroom. And Kim is gonna help me describe that to you.
Okay.
Except she's not really in here.
It's right to the right of the pantry, the closet thing.
That double door closet I was telling you guys about.
The first door to the right after that.
Yes.
Now you're
which is across from the bathroom that we were just in.
The bedroom, and it has a bedroom suit, which I inherited from my great-great aunt who died when she was 93. It's an antique bedroom suit, and I used to sleep in this bed when I was a little kid. I used to sleep with my aunt, we would tell sweet stories, and we just had a good time when she was elderly.
That's cute.
And this room has also got cream-colored walls with the green leafy border. I have a picture over the bed. It's a Degas ballerina scene with some pink and cream colors in it. And then my curtains are kind of a check green and cream
with flowers and stripes, and the shower curtain in my bathroom is exactly the same.
Yes, and I might point out that right now we're standing at the foot of the bed, facing the bed, and the window with those curtains she's talking about is over here to the left.
And we'll get to that in a minute. The bed itself has a brand new bedspread that is a quilted,
Kim's delight,
cream-colored quilt, and it's got a shimmer to it. I had the bedspread that matches the curtains and the shower curtain on it, but I got this new quilt.
It's really nice. It's really soft.
And it's,
it has these little designy things all over it.
Yeah, it's got scalloped edges. But
is that what those are called?
Yeah, it's basically a quilt with kind of embroidered flowers on it, all over it.
Yeah.
And the squares.
So it's tactile.
It's very tactile.
And this bed is a four-poster bed. It's like an antique bed, isn't that right, babe?
Four-post.
And the posts have these little flower designs on. Did you know that, Kim?
Mm-mm.
At the top, yeah, feel.
Is there something
it's like a, yeah, it's like a bud. Feel the little leaves?
Oh, okay.
And it's like a bud.
Yeah.
At the top.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, and the posts are about as high as my head, see? Top of the post.
And
right at the right mic there.
Great-great-uncle, who I never met, picked this out for my aunt when they first got married, I think, is when they picked it out.
So yeah, and it's a queen size.
But it was originally a
full, but we put mattress rails on it and expanded it to be a queen.
We've also got a dresser in the same bedroom suit style and chest drawers.
Yep. So as you come in the door here, to the left is Kenya's little bed. And it's a big doggy pillow. He's on it right now. He says he wants to explain his bed, don't you, buddy? What'd you do with it? You moved it over. You silly boy. He's laying here on top of it with his mouth around the edge of it. He loves to do this. Put his mouth around the corner of it and then just lay there. Don't you, boy? Here, get up. I want to move your bed back to where it's supposed to go. Up. Come on. He's like, oh, man. He loves to take this bed. It's a big pillow. And it's green, so it matches the room, doesn't it, babe?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not good with matching because I've never seen before, so. But anyway, I'm going to put that bed down back where it goes. He likes to drag it around. It's like filled with some sort of stuff. And this is his mutt mat, which I got from the Seeing Eye. It lays on top of the bed most of the time, and ooh, it's got dog hair all over it. Time to vacuum. So as you're back is facing the open door to the bedroom. To the left is Kenya's little bed area. To the left of that is a tall chest of drawers, which Kim's Uncle Howard has. And we, like she said, we never met Uncle Howard. She never met him. I'm going to push that drawer back in. And this is where I keep, on top of this dresser, we have a little CD stereo boombox. It's really tiny. And we just have it to listen to music to in here. And we have, in the CD player, I think we're reading a book right now. I think it's Ted Decker, Black. So anyway, a little stereo. And this thing has a mirror. Whoa, yeah, it does have a mirror. And it's very unstable, so we won't touch that. To the right of this chest drawer, which is pretty tall, we have the window that she's talking about, and she's describing these curtains. Hey, Kim, you want to describe your cedar chest? It's a mahogany cedar chest. Coco, Kim's great aunt Coco, she's talking about a few minutes ago, got Kim this for her 21st birthday. And it says, Happy Birthday, Kimberly, on the front. Oh, on the underside of the lid as you flip it open. And it really smells like cedar. Larry, I remember you talking about your closet. And how your closet was lined with cedar and it smells good. When she pulls her winter clothes or summer clothes out of this thing, they smell like cedar and it's great. So it's a really pretty mahogany chest. It's probably about 2 foot wide and maybe 3 foot wide and maybe 2 feet across and about knee height. Really pretty chest. And it sits in front of the window. To the right of the cedar chest is a nightstand with a lamp on it. And to the right of that is, of course, the bed. If we go around the foot of the bed, and Kenya's getting out of the way there. He likes to get under this bed, and I don't know why. But now the head of the bed is to our left, And to the right of the head of the bed is, well, if you're facing it to the right of the bed, is a chair. And then to the right of that is a big dresser, which is just a low kind of wide dresser, and it has a huge mirror behind it. To the right of that is Kim's closet, and it's a big walk-in closet. Really nice big walk-in closet. To the right of that, as you can hear from the echo, is the, or the acoustics, is our master bathroom. And this is actually about the same size as the hall bathroom. We have a linen closet on our right, just a wall on the left. We have a sink on our right here. We have another toilet on the right. Yay for that. In front here, we have a towel rack. We have another garden tub. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, two garden tubs. And this is just the same as the other one. The shower curtain is exactly the same as in the other bath. So we have two full-size bathrooms. Two, count them, one, two. Yes, I did say two. We had two full-size bathrooms in this apartment. And it's a great place. And now I'm going to show you the second bedroom. Oh, yes. So if you come out of our master bedroom, and you turn to the... Well, let me just get you back to a reference point. If you come out of our second bedroom and come straight across to the first bathroom that I was showing you right here, this is my bathroom, and then you make a right, so the bathroom, you can hear it on the left, and you go straight to the right is our master bedroom I just showed you. On the left, just past the bathroom, here's a thermostat for the heating and cooling system, central heat. And then a little closet maintenance area where, ooh, you can hear the ambience of that. We can't open it because it's locked, but it has some electrical stuff in it and the air conditioner and things of that sort. If you go straight, keeping that little closet on your left, is a second bedroom. It's pretty empty. Not really empty, but it doesn't have as much stuff to absorb the sound. On our left here is a twin bed that Kim had forever and ever. To the right is my dresser, just mahogany dresser, which is Kim's old dresser. I keep my shirts and pants and things like that in. In this room I have my music stuff. Now, I have my acoustic guitar case laying on the bed because I was talking to, I was talking to Hope and Megan on, is it Megan or Megan? Sorry. On Skype last night, and I was playing some guitar over Skype. I won't do that now because we don't have time to do that in this cast. But it's a Martin Sigma guitar. It's really nice. To the right of the bed is a large, huge corner unit desk, which I currently have nothing on but junk. I think it's got a DVD player on it, which is not junk. It still works. This is a big cherry wood desk. It's got a locking drawer, and it has a slide-out drawer on the other side. It's big. Big desk. And I want to get it out of here because what I want to put in here is an electronic drum set if I decide to purchase it. It's used. And anyway, that's another podcast. So big desk with a whole bunch of junk on it. Looks like tapes and such. Oh, look, here's some poppy things. What do you call it? Bubble wrap. Look, we get to play with bubble wrap. See if I can do this. This is always fun to do. Oh, it's not going to do it. I'm twisting it, trying to get the little thingies to pop. Oh, well. It doesn't want to do it. It loses. So on the desk here, we have, like, towels and sheets and things stacked up on it, which we just don't have room to put anything else on. And here is some wrinkle remover spray. Yay for that. To the right of the desk, we have my amp. My amp! Which is a Marshall stack. Really nice amp. And it rocks loads and loads. And I have my electric guitar, which is a Fender Strat, American made. And behind that, we have a window. What do the curtains look like in this window, babe?
What?
The curtains?
Navy.
Navy curtains. In the second bedroom. And then to the right of that window, which that Chester drawer I told you about when, or my dresser I told you about when I first came in the second bedroom is to our right. In front of me is my double door closet, which I keep my clothes and some really nice hanging shirts. My really nice hanging shirts and sports coats in and just some nice stuff that I have hanging up there. Let me close that back. What quilt, honey?
On the twin bed.
Oh, what about it? What about the quilt on the twin bed?
My grandmother made it.
Oh, that's the one your granny made. Okay, what color is it? We're going back out of second bedroom now.
I have a Tootsie Roll in my mouth.
Kim's eating a Tootsie Roll, so... Anyway, it's a quilt her grandmother made. That's all we know. So that's basically my space.
The colors are navy and pink. It has kind of ribbon design in some of the squares. Pink ribbons.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of flowers. It's pretty.
Kenya is whining. What are you whining about? What did I miss, buddy? What did I forget to tell? Come here.
And you want me to tell about...
Come here, buddy boy.
The decor in the living area?
The decor in the living area. Kim is putting the fine touches on this podcast, y'all.
Because...
Go ahead, baby.
I can't see a dang thing, but I know it looks good. Okay, so, we have a oriental rug...
Oh, I forgot about the rug.
In the middle of the room.
Kenya wants to play.
That got from my aunt. She says it originally would cost about $900.
Oh, yeah.
I got it for $200. The colors in it are rich with mauve and navy.
And we see you, buddy.
Dark green and gold and cream, which are basically the colors in this room. We have a navy leather couch and a burgundy
I told about those.
Love seat. Then we have a
Ken, you're funny.
Large French country style china cabinet that contains my Royal Albert Old Country Roads china, which I have a ton of that.
She does have a lot of that stuff.
That's very nice. And then in the right corner of the room is a tall, skinny curio cabinet.
Okay, so I forgot about that.
That contains my doll collection that when I got sick when I was 12 from a brain tumor.
We told you that story in our Valentine's Day cast.
And I loved dolls when I was 12, just like all 12-year-old little girls do. And so I started my doll collection then, and they're very nice dolls, mostly Madame Alexander dolls. Some, what's the other one? Lee Middleton ballerina dolls.
The Precious Moments.
There's not a whole lot of those. There's a whole lot of ballerinas because I mainly collected ballerina dolls. So I have some very nice ballerina dolls and some very nice Madame Alexander dolls. I have a...
Are you women who are listening to the cast?
A Degas little girl. She's in a pink lacy dress. And then I have a, let's see, what else do I have? I remember the white Lee Middleton ballerina doll. She's wearing tights and pretty slippers, and her arms are up in the air. She's doing a little ballerina pose, and she's poseable, but she's very pretty. She's my prettiest doll, I'd say. My second prettiest doll, she looks a lot like Alice in Wonderland. She's has a porcelain face and porcelain hands and a real sweet smile and long blonde hair. And a velvet dress with white leather shoes.
How much money would you say you have in those dolls, man?
A lot.
They're quite expensive, right?
Yeah. Back then, the nicer ones were between $40 and $100. And then I had the nicest one, close to $200. So that was a good 15 years ago. So they probably doubled by then. So
yeah, a lot of value in those.
Yeah, they're nice, and I have a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, that's my dishes and my dolls. I have a collection of both of those. Our daily dishes are Old Britain Castle pink. They each have a cream-colored background with a castle in the middle and an edge. Each one of the castles is a historic castle in England.
I don't really know the names of them, but I am going to do some research to try to figure out what all the castles are eventually.
Yeah.
And that's virtually all of my favorite things.
And that's pretty much our going to wrap up our MySpace cast. It's pretty neat. I've been enjoying these casts that people have been submitting, and I hope mine is interesting. I hope you guys enjoy it. And Kim and I will see you later on the next cast. Right, babe?
Sure.
All right. So until next time, guys, we will see you later. Bye.